This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our program today features Dr. Brock Womble. He's the superintendent of Mitchell County Schools, and he joins us on a regular basis to share with us what's going on in our county school system.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here today. Our special guest is Mr. Mark Woody, principal of Mitchell High School. Mr. Woody, tell us what good things are going on at Mitchell High School.
Thank you all for giving me this time to talk about Mitchell High School. We have just finished fall semester. Students have completed their fall semester exams. We are doing much better this semester with EOC scores. We are going to be completing retests for students. Spring semester is underway. We've also already had two graduates for the class of 2010. They are going on to college this semester. We're in full swing with winter sports.
Mr. Woody, I know you've done a lot of good things to improve the dropout rate, improve the graduation rate at Mitchell High School. Would you tell the listeners a little bit about the graduation center?
The grad center has two parts. One part is a credit recovery program, and the other part is for online courses. The credit recovery program offers students the opportunity to regain credit for courses that they have previously taken but have failed. And that is important because one of the factors that cause students to drop out is failing courses and getting behind, and for students it's very important for them to be able to graduate with the class that they came in with. So this provides them the opportunity of not having to retake the course in a full semester, but they're able to do multiple course recoveries within that semester. With the online courses, we're able to offer students classes that we're not able to offer at the high school through NCVPS. They're also able to take classes through iSchool, which is sponsored by UNCG, and they're able to take college-level courses. Any student can request to participate in the Grad Center. Any student who's failed a course can self-refer themselves, or a teacher advisor, a counselor, administrator may be reviewing with them their transcript and identify for them courses in which they have failed a course with a 60 or higher, and that makes them eligible to retake a course. The credit recovery is done within a 9 weeks period. The student is assigned modules of work through a software program that we have purchased called Apex Learning. If they have passed the course but do not meet the attendance requirements and have a 65 in the course, we're able to allow them to do 4.5 weeks of work to regain credit for that course, and it does help students to, in a much shorter period of time, regain credit for courses that they have already taken. With the online courses, we do look for students who are highly motivated, that can be motivated to do those assignments on their own. They are provided with time in the Grad Center on a computer. They have the internet access that they need to work with their either online teacher or professor. We've had good success with the students we've had in the online course program, and we look forward to increasing the number of the students who choose to take this as an option.
Your staff has done a lot of work with the Mitchell High School College Access Program. Would you talk to our listeners a little bit about what the Mitchell High School College Access Program is and how it's been successful so far?
This year, our guidance counselors, with the leadership of Grant Sparks and Matt Hollifield, received a Western North Carolina Network Access Success Grant, and we began what we call the Mitchell High School College Access Program. On October 27th, we loaded up on buses over 550 students, and we were on the campuses of over 12 colleges in Western North Carolina and East Tennessee. For most students, they were able to visit two college campuses. They were on tours provided through the universities and colleges. Some students, due to the distance of where they had to travel, were only able to attend the session at one college. We do have several trips planned for the spring. These will be mainly for the sophomores and juniors. We plan to do some overnight trips. These trips will be to the eastern part of the state. We plan on visiting Wake Forest, UNCG, North Carolina State, Duke, and UNC Chapel Hill. We hope to allow the students to go to college visits to at least two campuses and give them the overnight trip. We feel that this is a good way of showing to the students the things that are available at different colleges that they may not have considered, and it gives them access to having a contact with people on that campus, and sometimes that personal contact with students is very important for them choosing what college they go to. We hope to not only increase the number of graduates in Mitchell High School, but also the number of students who further their education once they graduate from Mitchell High School by attending either a community college, a college or university, to further education to be prepared for the different jobs that will be available in the future.
Mitchell High School has created a freshman academy.
It is our junior class who were the first members of our freshman academy. As a school, we decided we needed to do something to do a better focus for the students their freshman year to build that relationship with them so that they knew they had support in academics and other areas of school. We do have those students on a 7-period day. They have year-long classes. One of those classes is a seminar class, and each year we have provided something different in that seminar class. We do hope to provide lots of things in seminar class that meets the 21st century skills that will be required for students once they graduate from high school. With the parents, we do hope that we're doing a better job of communicating with them. At this time, I would like to invite any of the parents, if there are suggestions you have of ways we can improve the academy, we look forward to hearing from you. We are continuing to work on the academy and making adjustments each year to improve what we offer to the students when they come to Mitchell High School.
Mr. Woody, I thank you for being here today, and I thank you for all that you do for Mitchell High School. Thank you for all the hard work and effort that our staff at Mitchell High School does. They do a wonderful job for us and for the students of Mitchell County.
Thanks, Dr. Womble, and also thanks to Mark Woody, principal at Mitchell High School, for joining us on today's edition of Close Up. I'm Steve Murphy.